Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. The brainwashing of America is just about complete, and it will soon be time to rinse and repeat. The latest load of suds to be applied to the task is the announcement that the gross domestic product, the value of all the goods and services produced in the country, grew at a rate of 4.1% during the second quarter of this year. The industrial hallelujah chorus is in full-throated harmony, with every politician and pundit in the land agreeing that this is a very good thing, and competing with each other to invent ever more effusive ways to describe the economy. Booming is just about everybody's favorite. The tweeter-in-chief has taken more than 100% credit, as only he can do, for what he described as amazing, historic numbers. They're not amazing, they're not historic, and they're not really numbers. To call them numbers suggests that they are data, and they are not. What was released Friday was the first guesstimate of a sampling of Wall Street economists of what they thought the economy might have done in the second quarter. Their guesstimates were then averaged, seasonally adjusted, tweaked for inflation, annualized, pasteurized, homogenized, whip-shaped, and polished until the magic number materialized. To be fair, the official news release from the Commerce Department makes it clear that 4.1% was an advance estimate based on source data that are incomplete or subject to further revision, and that a second estimate based on some but not all the data will be released in another month. Such revisions continue forever. They just adjusted the numbers for 1929. And typically change the initial estimate by 1% or more. None of these qualifications appear in either the narcissistic bloviations of the tweeter-in-chief or in the fawning accounts of the industrial news media. The economy is doing well, is how CNN expressed the consensus, and Trump deserves some credit. Neither claim stands up to even casual causal analysis. The idea that any president of the United States manages the world's largest portion of the intertwined globalized economy is as credible as the claim advanced by ancient high priests that they managed the weather. Like the priests of old, modern presidents advance the claim only when times are good, or can be made to seem good. When times go bad, the pretenders used to get fed to the nearest live volcano. Now they just go to work for Goldman Sachs. The U.S. economy is, by most objective accounts, drowning in debt, both personal and government, while profits and wages languish, the stock market is overheated, and a plunge into recession or worse seems imminent. The perceived swelling of the GDP numbers in second quarter 2018 was largely accounted for by panicked manufacturers stocking up on materials about to be subjected to tariffs by none other than the tweeter-in-chief. His trade war is expected to deflate the GDP numbers in the third quarter. And what shall we say about the nearly universal assumption that growth is good, fast growth is better, and growth on this finite planet will go on forever and ever. Amen. It's hard to know what to say other than it may not be global warming that fries our bacon, because it's not the heat, it's the stupidity. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.